Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the roots on fire. So the world's on fire. One of the ways it's on fire is this COVID vaccine nightmare. And I've got my latest commentary out today, a COVID vaccine nightmare story. Everyone needs to hear the next person, crippled, disabled, or dead, could be you. So there is a silent tragedy of epic proportions going on in our country. It's silent because the media refuses to connect the dots. Have you noticed the tsunami of recent headlines about high-profile Americans who died suddenly or suffered heart attacks, strokes, or blood clots at young ages? Celebrities, athletes, entertainers, CEOs are dropping dead or having heart attacks. Still, the media whistles past the graveyard. There are always 1,000 excuses, anything and everything, except blaming the COVID vaccine. It can never be the vaccine. Strange thing, though, virtually every one of these dead, crippled, disabled, or seriously ill people have one thing in common. They were vaccinated. What a wild coincidence. I'll soon write a column about 65 friends, acquaintances, and business associates of mine. Actually, I got to change this because it changed to 66 today. 66 friends, acquaintances, and business associates of mine, people I personally know, who have died or suffered serious illness since being vaccinated. The numbers are piling up. These are not coincidences. It's a pattern when you know 66 people, me personally, who are dead or injured after being vaccinated. Studying a pattern like this used to be called science. In the meantime, I have one up-close and personal story that every American needs to hear. Last week, I went out to dinner with one of my best friends. Let's call him Mike. He told me the story of his own sister who was badly injured and disabled by the COVID vaccine. He then informed me she's a big fan of mine and watches my Real America's Voice TV show every Saturday. He said she'd like to talk to me and share her story. We spoke yesterday, and here's her story. Let's call her Jane. She is an accomplished female CEO. Jane runs a medical organization that helps children. She wanted to stress to me how healthy she'd been before getting the vaccine. She traveled the world on business and lugged her own luggage everywhere. She biked 15 miles a day. She took one-hour spin classes. She ate healthy. She was on no medications. During the COVID pandemic, Jane never got COVID. She continued biking 15 miles several times per week. She walked 3 miles a day. Then her doctor pressured her to take the COVID vaccine. She was worried and skeptical. At first, she turned it down, but eventually she relented. She took one Pfizer jab. One. No second jab. No booster. Just one. That's all it took to destroy her life. Jane will never be the same. Within 4 hours, she felt extreme nerve pain. Pain the likes of which she'd never felt in her life. Mind-numbing pain. Then came the racing heart. Heart palpitations, severe muscle twitching, severe muscle weakness, shortness of breath, horrible fatigue, brain fog so bad she could no longer focus or deal with even basic tasks. Next came blurred vision, sensitivity to light and sound, dry eyes and mouth, dizziness, ringing in her ears so loud she couldn't think, hair loss in clumps, severe heartburn, circulation problems. Her feet turned purple. She could barely walk. Internal tremors so bad, it felt like a cell phone was vibrating inside her body. She's in so much pain at night, she can't sleep. Jane also suffered from menstrual problems after getting the vaccine, like millions and millions of women have claimed, by the way. She hemorrhaged so severely this past February that she was hospitalized and eventually required emergency surgery. That was in February. By March, it was a new issue requiring hospitalization. Her heart was beating so fast, it felt like it was going to explode. It went from 60 beats per minute to 165 within seconds. Her heart condition is so serious, she fears she could die suddenly at any time. This is Jane's new normal. She was perfectly healthy all her life. Then she took the Pfizer COVID vaccine. Her life instantly changed after that one vaccine. And now, as opposed to biking 15 miles or walking 3 miles or a 1 hour spin class, it's difficult to walk to the bathroom. But this is no fluke. Jane joined a Facebook group for COVID vaccine victims. It's now up to 5,000 members, all with similar stories. And they may be the lucky ones. My wife and I eat at our favorite restaurant every Friday night. The manager, let's call him John, stopped by our table every week to say hello. He always shared stories about his wife and daughter. His family was his life. He cherished his wife and daughter. We loved talking to John, the manager. 3 weeks ago, we walked into the restaurant. The GM told us John had just died suddenly. Never sick a day in his life, 52 years old. He suddenly keeled over and died of a heart attack in front of his wife. Since every employee had to be vaccinated to work, we know John was vaxxed. We will attend his memorial service this coming weekend. The facts are out. The CDC's own internal report shows over 117,000 excess deaths among children in America since the vaccine came out. Children! That's more excess dead children in 2 years than all the U.S. soldiers killed in the Vietnam War in a decade. Life insurance companies report more excess deaths among working-age Americans since 2021, the year the COVID vaccine began, than at any time in history. What do working-age Americans have in common? The Biden administration forced them to take the vaccine or lose their jobs. Ed Dowd, the former BlackRock money manager who managed billions of dollars, who analyzes numbers for a living, says the disability rolls have grown by millions since the vaccine. Millions! That's why there's such a severe shortage of employees. No one I know can find an employee. You can put an ad out, nobody ever answers. Why? Because they're sick, they're crippled, they're disabled from the COVID vaccine. We know this is happening. The next victim could be you, your spouse, your children. To do nothing now, to make believe this isn't happening, to hope it goes away, to try and cover it up, is no longer about ignorance or delusion or even greed. At this point, to do nothing, to refuse to act, is a combination of pure evil, mass murder, and crimes against humanity. That's my latest column. It is out at gatewaypundit.com. It is out at my website, rootforamerica.com. Share it with all your friends. Share it with all your relatives who took the vaccine or who are thinking of taking the vaccine or are thinking of letting their children take the vaccine or demanding their children take the vaccine or who are sick after taking the vaccine and want to know what's wrong with them. I added one this morning. Remember I said it went from 65 to 66, I knew. Great friend of mine who lives in California, big Democrat. He called me this morning. We had a conversation. He told me about all the things wrong with him. He got dizzy. He fell. He broke several vertebrae in his neck. I said, you do realize that it's probably because you were vaccinated. What? What are you talking about? I sent him this article, and he texted me back. He said, very interesting food for thought. I have to really think about this. Why do you think he suddenly got dizzy and fell and broke so many bones in his neck? Why do you think that is? Out of the blue, he got dizzy. Never been dizzy before. This is the vaccine. It's killing us in so many ways. The spike proteins attack so many organs in so many ways. Weird things are happening. And then, sure enough, how do you like this article that came out today? Growing number of leprosy cases reported after COVID-19 vaccine. I just sent a note to one of my friends this morning, and I said, I don't know if you know this. one of my medical friends. I said, I don't know if you know this, but leprosy is making a comeback. We are seeing more and more cases of leprosy. And I said to him, I'll bet you any amount of money, it's all vaccinated people, just like monkeypox among the gay community. The gay community is 98% vaccinated. They all believed the lies and took the COVID vaccine. Gay people think government's actually out to help them. So when government said take the vaccine, they naively believed government, and then they got monkeypox. And I don't notice any monkeypox in the regular population. I don't notice any monkeypox among the unvaccinated. I don't know any Republicans with monkeypox. I don't know. So when you get vaccinated, it destroys your immune system little by little every day, this COVID vaccine. Not all vaccines, but this COVID vaccine. But there are a lot of bad vaccines. There's a lot of bad vaccines out there, but the COVID vaccine is worse than all the vaccines in the history of America combined times 10. And so now we have leprosy. A growing number of leprosy cases are being reported after the COVID-19 vaccination. The researchers examined records from the leprosy clinic at the Hospital for Tropical Diseases in London. They found that of the 52 people who went to the clinic in 2021, 49 at least were vaccinated, meaning three people, I guess they couldn't tell for sure one way or the other for whatever reason. But 49 out of 52 were absolutely vaccinated and then got leprosy. Wow, the study definition of a leprosy adverse event associated with COVID-19 vaccine included developing leprosy or a leprosy reaction within 12 weeks of receiving a dose of the vaccine and a person having no previous history of leprosy or leprosy reaction. Unbelievable. They also found a borderline tuberculoid leprosy, meaning somebody's got tuberculosis and leprosy at the same time. You know what you call that? The reverse lottery. Oh, my God. They won the reverse lottery. Yes! Yes, I won the reverse lottery! I have TB and leprosy. Yes! We'll be right back. Oh, my God. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code ROAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code ROAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off, some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT. MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT. MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Raw and unfiltered.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
A couple of great events to tell you about coming up next Tuesday, as in this coming Tuesday, August 15th. It's free to hear Wayne Root up close and personal at Ahern Hotel. It's an event called the Inside Scoop. I guess they're going to do it every Tuesday or every other Tuesday. I don't even know the details yet. But it's this new event to speak to Politico types to talk about what's going on in America today. I guarantee you, in the next 52 weeks of Inside Scoop, you add the other 51 in a row together, you won't find anyone who tells you the stories Wayne Root tells you. I'm going to tell you some stories you've never heard before that are going to make people's hair stand on end. My thoughts on stolen elections, my thoughts on vaccine deaths, my thoughts on the communist takeover of the United States, my thoughts on the open border, my thoughts on the scam of climate change. It's absolutely free. Wayne Alla Root up close and personal, firing away with raw truth. This Tuesday, August 15th, from 6 to 8 p.m., but there's actually a network hour from 5 to 6 where you can hang out and have some drinks and talk to everybody and meet fellow conservatives and patriots. But my event is 6 to 8 p.m. I'll be sitting on a stage with George Harris, a very well-known conservative politico in this town, and he will ask me questions, and then the audience will ask me questions. This is this coming Tuesday, and there's no RSVP, and there's no cost. It's free. Everybody gets in. And then how about the big one? Friday, August 25th, Saturday, August 26th. It's the Reawaken America Tour. First time ever comes to Vegas. It's happened all over the United States. Biggest conservative speakers in the country. They're bringing 70 of the top speakers in the country, including Roseanne Barr, General Michael Flynn, Alex Jones, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Dr. Peter McCullough, comedian Jim Brewer, Mike Lindell, Cash Patel, Lara Trump, you name it, all coming to Vegas. August 25th, Saturday, August 26th, Reawaken America. And the biggest speaker of all, Wayne Allyn Root, both nights in front of the giant crowd. Should be somewhere every day between 5 and 10,000 people, because they've sold, I think, like 9,200 tickets out of the 9,300. There's like 70 tickets left. Contact them at timetofreeamerica.com. Timetofreeamerica.com. Last I heard, there were 70 tickets left. That was yesterday. Maybe there's only like 20 left. Maybe there's 10. Maybe they're sold out. I don't know. But the few tickets that are left, you can get at timetofreeamerica.com. Wayne Root, both nights, including Friday night, the two last speakers of the night, the two main speakers of the night, Wayne Allyn Root and General Michael Flynn. It's going to be quite a night. I'll be doing a book signing as well. How do you get it? Timetofreeamerica.com. Use the promo code WAR. You got to use the promo code WAR to get the best price on tickets and a chance to win backstage passes. WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. Okay. All right. We're done with that. Let's talk about the news out there. First of all, I mentioned this yesterday. Organized Evil, newly released documents reveal multiple FBI offices across the nation were colluding to target traditional religious Catholics as domestic terrorists. I keep telling you, they love illegal aliens, they love criminals and felons, and they hate Christians and Catholics and Jews and Israel. This is the Democrat Party. It is pure evil. They are communists. They are traitors to America. They are filth. The people in office now are criminals. Anyone who calls Catholics domestic terrorists needs to go to jail and break rocks with hard labor at Guantanamo for the rest of their life. That's what they should have. And yet, they're going to be rewarded. They're going to get more money and more government contracts for their family and friends. And they're never going to be in trouble because they control the FBI and the DOJ. The criminals are in control of the FBI and the DOJ. So who's going to arrest the criminals? Who's going to arrest the head of the DOJ when the DOJ is criminals? Who's going to arrest the head of the FBI when the FBI is all criminals? Who's going to arrest Biden when the entire government is criminals? But I'm just going to keep saying it out loud. I really don't care. And then, of course, Fauci lied. I just finished telling you about all those dead children. Fauci lied. 120,000-plus children died. This is from Robert F. Kennedy's website, Children's Defense Fund. Secret CDC report confirms 120,000-plus youngsters died suddenly in the USA following the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines. And then if you still trust your government, you think government's great, and there should be government-run health care, I want to educate you about England. England has government-run health care. Right now, it's an all-time record. 7.6 million British people are waiting to start treatment. This is at the end of June. All-time record. Can't get into the hospital, can't see their doctor. That's government-run health care. 7.6 million people can't get an appointment. They're waiting and they're sick. And I've heard it takes a year to 2 years to see a doctor, get an appointment. I get an appointment tomorrow when I want one in the United States. Government-run health care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA News Update. Wildfires are continuing to devastate Maui.
Officials on the Hawaiian island of Maui are reporting multiple wildfires sweeping across the western area of the island has killed multiple dozens of people. Entire blocks of homes and businesses in historic Lahaina town have gone up in smoke. More than 270 structures are damaged or destroyed. Hawaii Lieutenant Governor Democrat Sylvia Luke on Honolulu's KHON TV.
We need to figure out a way to help a lot of people in the next several years and to build some of these structures.
More than 11,000 people have been evacuated off of the island of Maui. I'm Lance Pry.
This has President Biden approved a major disaster declaration today to get aid to people that desperately need help. The House and Senate remain on August recess. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We'll be right back.
on Fire never forgets that my big show is on Saturdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, America's Top 10 Countdown on Real America's Voice TV network. And you can find all the ways to watch the show, Roku and Channel 219 DirecTV, all of them at realamericasvoice.com. And you can also watch the show at realamericasvoice.com. You can get the Real America's Voice app on your phone to watch the show. There's lots and lots of ways to watch it. You can go check it out at my website, rootforamerica.com. Let me also mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Spike Warrior. I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com because I'm a man of solutions, right? I wrote books that I think are great solutions for America, boycotts and bicots. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent pending no covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. Best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent pending no covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no covidium and get a second bottle free. So you get one, and you get a second one that you can use to save and to protect and to defend and to make healthy somebody you love. Your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, your children, your parents. One bottle and another bottle free, only for the fans of Wayne Allyn Root. Just say WAR. Go to SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR, type it in. SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. Buy one bottle, get one bottle free. Turn your body into a spike protein eating machine. Apropos, perfect timing to talk about that product, because our guests now, we have two guests actually at once, two for the price of one, just like no covidium at SpikeWarrior.com. We've got Clayton Fox, a reporter for RealClearInvestigations.com, and we've got John Frankman, who's a former captain in the United States Army, serving as a Green Beret at the 7th Special Forces Group. Clayton and John Frankman, I guess I should call you Captain John Frankman. Welcome to Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, and you can just call me John. Not a captain anymore, former captain.
All right, former Captain John. Hey, John. Clayton, are you there?
Yeah, hey, Wayne. Thanks for having us on, and I just want to mention that while I also report for Real Clear, in this case, the article is at Tablet Magazine. That's tabletmag.com.
All right, so you wrote a piece, and I guess it was for tabletmag.com, describing how U.S. military leaders used the COVID vaccine as a political weapon and wrecked the force's combat readiness and morale. And you spoke with many current and former soldiers. I assume that one of them was John Frankman, captain in those days, John Frankman, and that perhaps is how you two got together. Am I guessing right?
Yeah, that's correct. I was fortunate to be introduced to some current and former soldiers from across the Army and the Coast Guard in elite units, and they were able to sort of introduce me to other people they knew who had sort of stood up for themselves, and John was one of those people, and has been great getting to know him and hear his story.
All right, and before I get to John, I just want to ask one more question of you, Clayton. So what did you find when you spoke to all these soldiers? I assume that pretty much all of them took the vaccine because they were forced to take it. The ones you spoke to had not left the military, so I assume they took it, and that killed the morale and the readiness of our troops. Am I guessing right here?
You're close. So there was a significant number. Some people I spoke with estimated upwards of 90% of their colleagues who took the shot but didn't want to take it. But everyone I spoke to, as far as I know, everyone I spoke to actually did not take it. And the reason that a lot of them were able to remain in the force in spite of not taking it was that essentially, from what I understand, the military was slow rolling this thing. They were saying on the one hand, you have to do this. But I think they understood, on a deeper level, that to some extent the order, which they say was lawful, was actually unlawful or at best vague. And so rather than actually force people to do it, they used a lot of threats and coercion to sort of get people to do it of their own accord. But a lot of people managed to stay in the service for, more than a year after the mandate went into place because the military wasn't super invested in actually enforcing their own rule, if that makes sense.
No, it makes total sense. And they knew that the soldiers didn't want to take it. And they knew that, you know, even if there was a slight chance, and now I think we know there's a major chance, but if there was a slight chance that it could cause a lot of soldiers to get sick or get sick and die, then our military would be adversely affected. So the leadership might have said, it's an order, we'll make them do it, but we'll go very slow. And hopefully by the time we get to the end of the process, some Republican administration will say, you don't have to take it anymore. I'm sure that's what happened.
So, I mean, it was a little bit complex, and I can kind of speak to the issue, and every branch kind of handled it differently. So what the Army did and why I was still in is that they ended up taking forever to get religious exemptions, religious accommodations answered. So I had my religious accommodation pending for over a year, and during that time was not allowed to PCS or move, allowed to go travel or go TDY or deploy, and that's a career killer. And at the same time, many of us were required to take the emergency use authorization nasal swab or test, what we like to call as the brain swab. So there were just different means and ways of trying to get people to get it, but I don't think in any way, shape, or form they were hoping that some people would just end up staying in without having gotten the shot.
Right. That was John Frankman talking, former captain of the United States Army, serving as a Green Beret at the 7th Special Forces Group. Kind of an aside question, has nothing to do with the topic here, John. I've always been curious, but when you call yourself a Green Beret, I'm assuming that's like being the Army's equivalent of a Navy SEAL. It's the most elite of all Army forces. I assume that's what a Green Beret would be, kind of equivalent to a Navy SEAL.
So we have different mission sets and different specialties, but yes, it is that we are the special operations component of the Army, although there are others, Ranger Regiment, but yes, we are an elite unit.
And so even the elite units, I assume, I don't know if you know about the Navy and the Navy SEALs, but I assume Navy SEALs had to take the vaccine. They wanted Green Berets to take the vaccine. Basically, everybody had to take it, no excuses. And so you refused to take it, and therefore you were pressured to leave the Army. Is that right?
So I refused to take the shot, and I wasn't pressured to take the Army specifically by my leadership. In fact, I'm grateful for my leadership to standing up for me to the extent that they could. But it's policies from the top down that made it harder for service members to stay in. So before the mandate went into effect, there was a lot of coercion. There was a lot of pressure to get it in order to still be able to deploy, in order to still be able to attend career-enhancing schools, and as an officer, in order to look good in your evaluation. And then afterward, the coercion to leave is in being denied the opportunity to, for instance, I was accepted to study and get a master's in philosophy and then teach philosophy and ethics, ethics, at the U.S. Military Academy in West Point. So I think it's so fitting, kind of comical that that's what I was prevented from doing.
Well, it's also kind of comical that, you know, the vaccine is both dangerous and deadly. We've now proven that. There are people around the world who have been crippled, who have been disabled, who have died suddenly. They're dying suddenly every day. And they wanted you to get a vaccine that could kill you. And if you wouldn't get it, then they wouldn't allow you to deploy. So you could also risk your life in battle and die for your country. They wanted you to die before you were able to risk your life in battle and die. I find that kind of ironic, too.
Well, it's tough to say that that's what they wanted to do, and I do give a lot of leeway and kind of grace, and I think that's how we have to win people back. But I think a lot of them were just pressed from the top, didn't really think very clearly about it.
Hey, John, I'm not blaming the military. Don't mistake me here or miscommunicate. I'm not blaming the military. When I say they, I mean the Biden government, the administration, the CDC, Dr. Fauci. I don't think the military had anything to do with it. They were given an order, and generals follow orders, and majors follow what generals say, and colonels follow what generals say, and, you know, and admirals say. So, in other words, I think the people at the top of the military got their orders from people who really were pretty evil, but the military had nothing to do with that evil. I feel bad for the military having to carry out that order.
Yeah.
Wayne, I'll just jump in. This is Clayton from Tablet Magazine. And just point out something sort of really interesting and that has been a key point in some of the legal battles over the military mandates is that according to the U.S. Code, only the President of the United States can essentially force active duty service members to take any kind of experimental medical product with an expressly written order coming from the president's desk. In the case of these mandates, the order came from the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, not from the president. And immediately right there, that sort of should have, in a way, invalidated the mandate from the jump.
But nonetheless, it was, you know, it was Secretary of Defense who's a political appointee, not, you know, a member of the Joint Chiefs, nobody within, you know, the Pentagon per se. And then there's, you know, more complexity to the order itself because, you know, the military will argue that the shots were not experimental at the point at which it was mandated. But the fact is the experimental version of the Pfizer shot was the product that was continually offered to soldiers
right.
for many months after
right.
the mandate went into effect. So
right. And so I wonder if John Frankman, the former captain, I wonder if John, former Green Beret captain, I wonder if you're aware Tom Renz is a constant guest on my show, a famous class action lawyer, and he's got all these whistleblowers from the Department of Defense who have taken with them, before the government was able to erase them, the real statistics from the Army and the military in general. It's the Army, Marines, Air Force, Navy, and so many soldiers were badly injured as soon as the vaccine was given. It was really staggering. Are you aware of cases like that?
So I am aware of Tom Renz and aware of a lot of the cases. Personally, I have individuals who have come up to me and told me about different side effects that they've experienced, but not necessarily brought to doctors. I haven't known anyone to die suddenly. But, yeah, the information that he put forward is that.
Hey, John, we're going out. I got a 10 count in my ear. I'm sorry. Stay tuned. We'll come back with John and Clayton after the break. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. Fill out the form. They'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On fire, coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Great Patriot Store is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Great Patriot Store. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop, greatpatriotstore.com. We shop online. You don't have to go to a store anymore. They're better than Costco. They're better than Walmart, Sam's Club, Lowe's, Home Depot. How about online? They're better than Amazon.com. I did all the research for my book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, and this is the greatest company, The Great Patriot Store.com. Forget the, I'm sorry, just GreatPatriotStore.com. I'm used to my book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, but similar names, but no relation. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, all made in the USA. And when you buy your their products, you're supporting American jobs and families. And the products are delivered right to your door at incredible prices, including beef. They've got the beef now, pasture-raised. No hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Only their members can buy it, though. Any of those products. Only their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. How do you do it? Just go to greatpatriotstore.com, fill out the form. They'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. GreatPatriotStore.com. 20,000 people a month are joining. Over 2 million monthly shoppers have already joined. Now it's your turn. Go to greatpatriotstore.com. All right, back with my guest, Clayton Fox, reporter for RealClearPolitics.com. John Frankman, former captain in the United States Army, serving as Green Beret at the 7th Special Forces Group. And Clayton did his reporting not for Real Clear Politics in this case, but for Clayton. Tell us the name of the site you did the reporting for.
Thanks, Wayne. Yeah, it's Tablet Magazine, so that's tabletmag.com. You can also always find me on Twitter at ClayFoxWriter, and all my stuff will be up there.
All right, so I want to continue with former Captain John Frankman, who left the military rather than take the vaccine. But now that the military has relented due to pressure from Republican congressmen and you don't have to be vaccinated anymore to serve, are you able to go back, or what's done is done?
So I voluntarily left. Now, I put my paperwork in to leave September of 22. That was when the mandate was still in effect, and I did that because I was risking having my religious exemption denied and my appeal denied because it was just straight up getting flatly denied and then not getting an honorable discharge. So I thought I'd rather bet my hedges, put the paperwork in and leave. And then when the paperwork was in, I decided to continue to leave. I could have dropped or gone back on it and stayed in, but I chose to leave because of the opportunities that I lost, thinking there might be more good I can do on the outside.
All right, and I will finish with the question I asked you when we were on the run, and in my ear, my producer was screaming in my ear, Chris is going, 10, 9, 8, get out, Wade, get out, Wade, going crazy. I let it go a little too long, but, you know, I asked you, I told you that it's a fact that there are Department of Defense numbers that show large numbers of military with miscarriages and cancer and heart attacks and all kinds of brain problems, as in dizziness, they can't fly anymore. They're in the Air Force after getting vaccinated. Are you aware of friends of yours who've had some sort of health issues after getting vaccinated in the military?
So I'm aware of a few, but we were talking over the break, and Clay can better answer that question as to the large scale, so I'm going to pass it along to him.
All right, Clay, you're on your floor is yours.
Hey, so, you know, John obviously knows people personally who've come to him and said, hey, I've had this side effect or that side effect. And John was saying to me that he's, you know, definitely seen, you know, cases of people who've lost to some extent their I guess we could call it their warfighting ability, because of the shots. But, you know, when the DMED data, which is the military's medical database, when that data first sort of came out, with Senator Ron Johnson, I want to say it was almost, over a year ago now, a year and a half ago, the numbers, that the initial whistleblower had sort of made public, of myocarditis, blood clots, reproductive issues, Guillain-Barré syndrome, you know, were extremely inflated, thousands of percent, right? Military comes back and says, well, you're looking at flawed data. Here's the correct data. And in fact, actually some of these conditions actually went down.
Yeah, right.
Right. Uh-huh. So then, in March of this year, another whistleblower, different whistleblower, who had access to the data, did sort of a recalculation, went back to Ron Johnson's office and said, okay, so the increase in some of these terrible conditions actually is significant. It's not in the thousands of percent, but sometimes it's in 100% or 25%, whatever. It's still very significant. Can we get some answers on this? Just about a month ago, the DOD got back to Senator Johnson's office and said, you know, yeah, the numbers you sent us are correct. However, we're saying it's due to COVID infection rather than COVID vaccination. And, you know, even if the truth is somewhere in between, you do the math.
Yeah, no, but the fact is, you know, again and again, I've seen the stats. A lot of Americans are dying. Forget military. A lot of Americans are dying in general. A lot of Americans have heart issues. A lot of Americans have myocarditis. All of it happened since 2021, the vaccine. It didn't happen in 2020 with COVID. So it's very interesting they should try and blame COVID, because all the problems started the moment everyone got vaccinated, right around the first quarter and second quarter of 2021. All right, Clayton Fox and John Frankman, we appreciate both of you for coming on. You're both heroes in my book for letting the American public know what's going on and the military know what's going on. Thank you, former Captain Frankman. Thank you, Clayton Fox. We'll be right back. Lindell TV up next.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.